Do you think Satan can knock God off his throne? Do you think Satan can rise up and break God and leave him broke? Do you think Satan, with all of his schemes and all that he knows and all that he have done, can make God sick? Truth say, I'm going to give you what's God. So he's telling you that you can't be healed. He's telling you you can't come out of this. That's a lie. Because truth said, God going to give it to you. And he gave it to us 2,000 years ago. And he put in your spirit. Can y'all hear me today? I said, when he gave it to you, he put in your spirit his force of truthfulness, righteousness. It's a force that the adversary can't handle. And it's called righteousness. You can approach, you can receive, you can obtain, you can possess without any and all the stuff he's trying to bring to your mind. Bring up what you used to be in the past. All of that stuff he tries to bring, you can. The force of righteousness will let you step right into the throne room of God Almighty and take possession. Says mine, because God gave it to me, and the enemy trying to tell you that you didn't qualify, even that since you've been saved, you missed it. He'll tell you, you know what you done yesterday, but the blood didn't we just get through singing? The blood still works. I said the blood still works. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Let me ask you a real good question. Let me ask you a question. How many of you walk up and kiss your enemy that somebody you real mad at? How many times your husband, wife, y'all got real mad at each other while y'all just in the feud, right in the middle of your feud, you kissed each other? Didn't happen, did it? There was some repenting went on. Something happened. What I'm trying to tell you, if righteousness and peace have kissed each other, and you got righteousness and peace, trouble can't move in and separate. Ha! Woo! Okay, Lord. Thank you, Father. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring forth from the earth. Righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord shall give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. You know, God wants you to understand that what he called you to do. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? There may be failures, there may be disasters, there may be all kind of turmoil going on in the world. Y'all got to hear what I'm saying today. But in your world, it won't happen. When you get a revelation of this. In your world, because you're in the world of peace. You're in the world that belongs to that the curse has no power to exist in it. Can I break this down to you? the reason that we put up with stuff, and the reason stuff happened in our lives, we don't know the truth. We let it happen. We allow what Satan says to pull us over into the cursed world. But we don't know yet that we're in the world with none curse. There's no curse. Not even a trace of it. And we have to learn how to access it and cause that world, that life flow to flow in our world where the curse can't abide. Let me break it down to you. How many of you been fishing before? Some of you, I have. Been fishing. When you pull that fish out of the water and throw him on the bank, does he keep living? He jumps around a while. Right? But after a while, he stopped jumping. After a while, he won't move at all. You know why? Y'all gonna hear what I'm about to say? You know why? He can't live in that world. You put him in the water, and you get down there and stay, you can't live in that world. Both of you is taking in oxygen. Yeah, y'all hear what I'm saying. I say you have to have oxygen to live. You get yours from this world through your lungs. He got gills and he get oxygen through his gill. But you change, if you change it over, neither one of y'all survive. But if you, and so when you understand, Jesus went into Satan's world and got you. And brought you out of the world of darkness, out of the world of death, and brought you into a world that's filled with God life. And if Satan would come into your world and try to make you sick, he can't do it. So he has to get you out of your world. Hallelujah. And pull you over in his world. And tell you that you're sick, and your mind have to believe it, and your heart have to receive it. But when you know that you have been made righteous, and you have a right to live good, live right, live strong, live healthy, prosper, win, overcome, succeed, every time, all the time, when you learn that, that's the reason why people fail back and forth, because they think, I'm supposed to be sick. Even people tell you when you get old, you know you're going to get arthritis. Nowhere in the Bible. I can't read in the Bible. I just can't read it. But that's what people tells us. Well, you know, when you get old, the Bible really said when Moses was old, his eyesight was not dim. Hello? I said, it said his eyesight was not dim. But we listen to people, they'll tell you eyesight is dim. Ever since I've been listening to somebody, because see what I got. Amen. Amen. And just because we have these on, that don't change the word of God. Did y'all hear what I said? I said it doesn't change the word of God. And if you need some help so you can get some more revelation, go ahead and get it. But don't give up on the word and say this and let thee become the word. No. Hallelujah. 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 Look what Isaiah said. Isaiah 32:17. Ooh, you're going to believe this in a minute, aren't you? I told you something good. Ooh, something what? Good. Is happening in your spirit today. Notice Isaiah 32:17. And the work of righteousness shall be who? Isaiah, what did I tell you? Isaiah 32:17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance for, listen to what it said. And the work of righteousness. Let me ask you a question. What's going on in your life? Are you at peace right now?